So let's go through the power of faith as we're led by God's Holy Spirit. The power of faith has three topics. Faith in God, faith that grows, and having powerful faith. See, as we establish our faith in God, the Father, and our Lord Christ Jesus, we'll get to the point in our lives where we experience an impossible situation. Something will overcome us in such a way that we can't see our way through. There's nothing we can do to get past it. All we can do is go through it. Like when a spouse requests a divorce, or a loved one gets really sick, or someone we love passes away unexpectedly. These events will have us questioning our faith. It won't matter how long we've been attending church or walking with God. Our faith will be tested. To experience the power of faith comes at that moment when things have gotten out of control or we've already lost control. Like being placed in a situation as the Israelites, who after leaving Egypt came up on the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army was fast approaching with only one purpose, and that is to kill them all. Many complained and others were afraid, and there was Moses standing in the midst of all the crying and despair, trying to encourage the Israelites that God will show up as he has promised. See, it's not what we say or what we do when testing comes our way. What matters is the kind of faith we demonstrate in the midst of our storm. See, because the Israelites waited on the Lord, God made a way for them to walk through on dry ground in the middle of the Red Sea. They experienced the rescuing hand of the Lord, not because of the faith of many, but because of faith of a few. See, the power of faith is manifested through the fullness of God the Father that lives in our Lord Christ Jesus, and Christ bestows his power upon us. And through our faith and belief, we are made alive in Christ. See, when we place our faith in God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, we become like the Apostle Paul. He considered everything a loss for the sake of Christ. After placing our faith in God and coming to know Christ surpassing greatness, we should be willing to let go of everything in this world so we can experience the Lord. Everything is considered rubbish when we gain more of Christ and grow our faith in him. We want to know Christ better, the power of his resurrection, and have fellowship with him. Our faith will be tested. And as we continue to live in this world, our faith will undergo persecution. As things change from bad to worse, as evil people and impossibles increase in the world, as deceivers deceive many, we who are faithful must hold firm to the faith we profess. With our faith intact, we need to approach the throne of grace with confidence so we can receive mercy and find grace in our time of need. See, for us to experience the power of having faith in Christ Jesus, we have to make sure that we're living by faith all the way to the end. Though we have not seen all the promises of God while we lived, we have faith that the promises of God will come to pass. We're longing for a home, one that is heavenly and with God. You see, it was by faith that Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. It was by faith that Moses' parents knew that he was not an ordinary child. It was by faith that the walls of Jericho fell down. It was by faith that the prostitute Rahab was not killed with those who would disappear. It's by faith that Gideon conquered kingdom. It's by faith that Samson shut the lion's mouth. It was by faith that David's weakness was turned into strength. See, those who placed their faith in God went about wearing sheepskins and being jeered and being flogged, and others were placed in prison because they held on to their faith all the way to the end. What will we do to demonstrate that we too have such powerful faith, which can undergo tough times and hard situations and suffering to show that our faith is only in God? Can we make it all the way to the end? Or will we give up because of what others think of us or what they say about us or because of what we have to go through? Our faith will be tested. Those who place their faith in God alone will throw off everything in the world that hinders them. They'll throw off all sin that entangles them. So we run with perseverance a race marked out for us. We'll fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. We won't grow weary, and we won't lose heart. We'll keep holding on, knowing that our faith is in God alone, and we'll have powerful and strong faith in the Lord. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 12. verses 1 through 3. See, we need to fix our eyes on the Lord so our faith is established through Christ's power. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangled us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author, perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorned his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who hindered such opposition from sinful man so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. To experience the power in our faith, it has to be established in God alone. Not 40%, not 60%, not 90%, but everything through faith in Christ Jesus. Our faith must be refined like gold, refined by fire, so it results in praise and glory and honor to God. What is our faith built on? See, most of us have some faith. We have some faith in God's word. We have some form of prayer life. We have some trust in Christ Jesus. But we still have things that keep our faith weak. Our faith has to be tested. Our prayers must increase. We must depend more on Christ Jesus. We have to allow the Spirit of the Lord to change us. See, to have power in our faith, we must go beyond ourselves. We must be chained to Christ. And our faith has to start covering and impact others' lives. And see, it's got to be powerful. It's got to be great in the Lord. For us to experience power in our faith, we cannot spend our time comparing ourselves to others. It's not a matter of who has the greatest faith, because we're all tempted in different ways. There is power as our faith grows. See, when we first establish our faith in God, it has limitations because we're not fully trained by the Holy Spirit or in the Word of God. And we must continue to pray, seek God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, and listen to the Holy Spirit. We must acknowledge our limitations and work on growing our faith. See, if we work on our faith, we'll overcome our limitations and our faith will be active and powerful in Christ Jesus. Through our faith, we'll start to experience the power of God in our lives. No longer will we be ashamed of God's word. We'll boldly share Christ Jesus. See, the power of God has strengthened our faith, will have us trusting and honoring all that Christ is doing in our lives. We arrive at that point where it won't matter if we live or die. If we live to Christ. If we die, we die to Christ. Christ has become all things to us. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we become fully convinced and persuaded. See, we must work to grow our faith and not give up. We must continue to follow the Lord, be rooted in Him, have our lives built in Him so our faith can grow strong in the truth of God. We cannot allow anyone to capture our faith with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that comes from human thinking. Everything we need to establish and add to and grow our faith is in Christ Jesus. We cannot allow anyone to condemn us by insisting that we practice a self-denial or religious practice or the worshiping of angels. See, their sinful minds have made them proud and they're not connected to Christ. Our faith is being held together by Christ Jesus, who holds the whole body together with its joints and ligaments. It grows as God nourishes it. It's to grow with His power. See, we have to let our faith grow so it's fully developed and made perfect and complete. Our faith must be developed in God alone. We cannot waver. We have to receive everything from the Lord so we experience His power in our lives. Go with me to James chapter 1, verses 3 through 8. Now let's be honest. Is there any power in our faith? No? Then we need to draw closer to experience Christ's power in our lives. James chapter 1, verses 3 through 8 says, because you know the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so you may be mature and complete and lack nothing. And any of us lacks wisdom, we should ask God, who generously give all without finding fault, and it will be given to them. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he receive anything from the Lord. He's a double-minded man, unstable in all that he does. See, the power of our faith is not based on us saying that we have faith. We have to develop our faith. It has to start producing for Christ Jesus. Our faith will produce deeds that demonstrate that our faith has changed us. We cannot be confused. Anyone who truly places their faith in God will change. They have to change. The change will produce the person to do the work of God. See, we not only develop our faith in Christ Jesus, but our faith must produce good works. And the works our faith produces is not just external, but it produces changes from the inside. We become a humble and faithful person. We develop self-control. We become alert and aware of the works of Satan. The power of God grows our faith, making us stronger, firm, and steadfast in the Lord. So you have to make every effort to add to our faith so it increases in Christ's power. See, we must add godliness and goodness and knowledge and self-control and perseverance and kindness and love to our faith. See, we look for these qualities to increase in measure so we're not ineffective and unproductive. And those who do not have these faith qualities are nearsighted and blind. See, faith that does not change or grow a person results in a religious-minded person who's not properly connected to Christ Jesus. See, growing our faith is a process. God sent John the Baptist to the desert to prepare, teach, and strengthen his faith. The Lord prepared and taught Paul faith for 3 years before sending him out of there. See, being prepared by God is a process. So our faith works off the power of God. See, the power of our faith is not in us believing we have faith, in us thinking we have faith. The power and strength of our faith grows the more we grow in the Lord. We can look at the life of the centurion soldier who came to Christ Jesus because his servant was paralyzed and suffering. Christ Jesus said that he would go and heal the man. See, the humble centurion soldier did not want Christ to enter into his house. He stated that he does not deserve for Christ to enter in. See, the centurion soldier asked Christ Jesus to just say the word. And though the soldier had many reported to him and held a position of authority, he believed in the power of Christ. Christ Jesus was so astonished and replied that there's no one in Israel that has such great faith. See, powerful faith is not obtained by us claiming that we are saints of God. It's when we have faith that is not based on sight, but nor on knowledge, but only in Christ Jesus. See, Christ told the centurion soldier to go. It has been done as he believed. Developing powerful faith is based on the power of God that is in Christ Jesus, and we have to go beyond our understanding. We have to believe the word of God. We have to believe that God the Father has spoken, and we have to believe in what Christ Jesus has taught us. Only if we truly believe, only if we truly trust in the Lord with our faith, have power to impact our lives and the lives of others. In developing powerful faith, we cannot rely on our knowledge. We must take our request to Christ Jesus. But having faith in God alone, so those who need help will receive it. What's interesting about stories of those who have powerful faith, they demonstrate that their faith is not based on the things from God that they seek for themselves, but they seek for the Lord to help others. Having powerful faith, having great faith, means our faith has grown and moved beyond our personal needs. Our faith has reached a level of maturity that builds others up. See, the apostles' lives cared for and covered others. They did not focus on their own well-being and lifestyle like so many of us do. They depended on Christ's power to keep them lifted up. See, a person with powerful and great faith is focused on rescuing others from the flames of judgment. A person with powerful faith shows mercy. We do not destroy the person while hating the sins that is contaminating their lives. Go with me to Jude chapter 1, verses 20 to 23. See, we have to have great faith so we can walk in the power of God. So let us build our faith up in the Lord today. Jude chapter 1, verses 20 to 23 says, "But you, dear friends, build yourself up in the most holy of faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait on the mercy of our Lord Christ Jesus to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothes stained by corrupted flesh." See, a person who possesses powerful faith has moved from worrying about themselves to seeing the brokenness of the world, caring about the lost and those who are being misled. They work to help bring others to Christ while guarding over their soul so they don't fall into the hand of Satan. See, the power of our faith will be evident by the grace of God that is in us. The Lord's hand will be upon us and with us. See, we will encourage many to believe and turn to the Lord. See, many will be glad and will come and turn and be filled with the Holy Spirit and have powerful faith in God through Christ Jesus. the power of our faith in Christ will have us working on our assignment and opening the eyes of those who don't know Christ and turning them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. They will see forgiveness of their sin and be connected and sanctified by faith in Christ Jesus. There's power in our faith. When our faith is based on the arm of God, each piece bestows power in the believer's life. See, when it comes to having power in our faith, we must have God's shield of protection. Through it, we're covered, and by it, we're able to deflect the arrows of Satan in our life. Our faith will be tested. You and I got to be suited up. We got to be armed, and we got to know that we are in God, and God is in us. There's power when we're connected to Christ Jesus. The power of our faith cannot be based on someone who speaks eloquent words or seem to have superior wisdom. See, there's no power in them. We have to be connected to the real power source, Christ Jesus. We need to join together with those whose faith is based on the power that is in Christ. Those who demonstrate the Spirit's power at work in their lives. See, our faith does not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power. See, the power of our faith is strong when we fellowship with our brothers and sisters. Those whose faith is based on God's word and the power of Christ Jesus. Those who follow the Lord's commandments, who overcome this world. We experience victory by the power of Christ Jesus, by establishing our faith in God. Praise God. Through God's power, our faith can be strengthened. We can walk boldly in Christ. Praise the Lord. Christ has all power. There's nothing lacking. Our faith must be built on Christ's power. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, along the way, we have discovered the areas of weakness in our faith and trust. Help us, Lord. We don't know how to build our faith up in God's power. We need you to teach us how to establish it. Grow our faith on God's power that is in you. Teach us, Lord Jesus. We're listening. We want to experience the power of God in our life. Help us, Lord Jesus. Touch us with your power. What type of faith do we have? Where is our faith? Do we have faith like a mustard seed? See, we need to get our faith to a level so we can move mountains. We need to have faith that raises the dead. We need to have faith so the blind can see. We need to have faith so the deaf can speak. We need to have faith so the lame can walk. We need to have faith so those who are depressed are encouraged. We need to have faith so people can still believe in God and not believe in man in this world. We need to have faith that turns all the way back to God, to God's throne, through Christ Jesus, knowing that the power of Christ has touched our lives and we're giving ourselves all away. Nothing in this world matters. We're depending on Christ's power to bring us into oneness with God. It's through faith. It's through our power that we feel in Christ Jesus that you and I are able to have faith in God's word. We're able to have faith in God's spirit. We're able to have faith. But you and I got to be walking in faith. We got to strengthen ourselves in faith. We got to stop listening to this world and the things that are coming out of this world and put our faith in Christ Jesus. He is the only way. He is the way maker. Lord, help us today, Lord. We need to depend on your power, Lord. We need to depend on your truth. We need to depend on your word in our life, God. We need to see it, God. No matter what we go through, no matter what sickness we go through, we got to see the power of our faith activated in our sickness. No matter what kind of financial problems we go through, we got to see the power of Christ Jesus working in our faith, even in that situation. No matter what darkness you and I find ourselves in. We got to see power working in that situation. No matter what temptation overcome, we got to see the power of our faith working in Christ Jesus. Because Christ says, I will do it. I will heal you. I will provide a way for you. But you got to have great faith. You got to have faith in me. You got to trust in me. You can't let things turn you around. You can't let things turn you to the left and right. You got to keep your faith in me. And I will come through. I have the power and authority to do God's will. And you and I got to put our faith in Christ Jesus. Lord, help us today. Help us to feel your power. Even in this dying world, we need the power of Christ Jesus working in our lives and help us to overcome. Lord, help us. We're so weak down here, God. We're struggling with our faith down here. We say we have faith, but Lord, soon something comes up. Soon a situation comes up. There is no faith. Where is your faith? Where is it? It can't be found. You done threw your faith away because of a situation and circumstances, but you and I got to stand. We got to stand on that power of Christ Jesus to get us through all our situations. Can't nothing cause us to turn away from Christ. Lord, help us today. Strengthen us, God. Teach us how to strengthen our faith in you, Lord Jesus. I know that we believe. Ooh, the power of God is still at work today. We don't have the faith that it can happen, so it occur in our lives, so it can strengthen and heal us. We're missing the power of God in our faith. Lord Jesus, strengthen us today. Lord, help us today. In Jesus' name, Lord, we need you. We need you. Come and help and touch us today. Amen.